For a number of chapters, we've been through some dark moments, but now in today's chapter, the hope burst on the scene with loud shouting. It is God making all things right, and heaven explodes in praise over it. Listen to Revelation 19, 1 through 6. After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous. For he has judged the great harlot who is corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservant on her." And a second time they said, "Hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever." And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sits on the throne, saying, "Amen, hallelujah." And a voice came from the throne saying, "Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great." Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude and like the sound of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns." Hallelujah, that's a great word to use when great things happen. Heaven shouted it. We see it here four times. A great multitude in heaven shouted it twice. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Then the 24 elders and the four living creatures said hallelujah. Then the bondservants said hallelujah so loudly that it sounded like the Niagara Falls or thunder in the heavens. What a great word. But what does hallelujah mean? The word is an interjection, a part of grammar that is an interruption to a sentence. It's an emotional and many times a good interruption. It's a word that just pops out. It bursts out of the mouths because of joyful hearts. That happens in many of the Psalms and of the Old Testament. It's a Hebrew expression that means praise Yahweh, the Lord. We would translate the phrase as simply praise the Lord. It's a victorious shout. In the New Testament, hallelujah only occurs in Revelation 19 in the triumphant song of praise as heaven sings about God finally making things right and getting his banquet ready to celebrate. Here in this chapter, all of humanity has been waiting for this day of judgment. God is avenging the wrongs done to his people. It's such a great word when something great happens. I think hallelujah does two things. It gives God the credit and it reminds me that he is good to me. We will get many hallelujah days now and will not have to wait until Revelation 19 to join heaven's chorus. It's important that God gets the credit for them. I love the simplicity of the word and the magnitude of it. It's an exercise that we should start using immediately. When you have a good physical and all the numbers are healthy, throw out a hallelujah. When your child has been in a car accident and the only thing busted up is a car, but everyone else is safe, throw out a hallelujah. When you're reading the Bible and come across a verse that is exactly what you needed for the day, how about throwing out a hallelujah? When for the same reason there is no rush hour traffic coming home from work, throw out that hallelujah. When the rent is paid, when there is food on the table, when the report cards are good, when there's gas in the car, when the sun is shining, and when you even woke up this morning, come on, throw out a hallelujah. It's saying, God, you get the credit, and God, you're good to me. There was a church that would not give God praise for anything. Every service, they just sat there. No hallelujahs coming from this congregation. It was strictly a no hallelujah church. The pastor knew he needed to do something epic to shake things up. He remembered what Jesus said in Luke 19:40. If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. So one Sunday when the people came to church, they saw a giant boulder the pastor had rolled onto the stage. He'd spray painted it. "If you don't, then I will." Just remember, no matter how many praise God beside you and around you, they can't praise God for you. You must praise God for yourself. Let's start joining with heaven with some hallelujahs today. That's such a great word when great things happen and great things are already happening.